Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time it is, wherever you are. I wish you all the very best. And just to say welcome to another hour and a lot of the best in folk roots and acoustic music. I'm Mike Harding and I'm sitting in a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales. A few days ago we've been told that we're having yet another election stroke referendum stroke poll. Well, I for one have had enough of all politicians. Years ago I wanted to form my own party, the STP party. Stuff the politicians. I remember at the time that Neil Kinnock, who was head of the Labour Party, got very annoyed and wrote me a long letter to the BBC saying that he didn't particularly want to be stuffed. And I wrote one back saying, well, you've been stuffing us for years, so it's time we got our own back. Going to kick off with a track from Malcolm Holcomb. Regular listeners to the show will know that I'm a bit obsessed by the man at the moment. I've got a lot of his back catalogue and I'm delving into it and I do like it. This is the man who doesn't like Bury, Lancashire, the capital of the black pudding world, with a track called My Old Radio, which features Siobhan Maher Kennedy on backing vocals. I love it.
One, two, a one, two. I move my lips. Nod my head, tap my foot, lying quiet in the bed. I don't want to be spoon-fed, I don't need to be told what I listen to on my old radio. Yeah. Late at night, up early morning, God bless my neighbor and my old radio. Dog gets hungry, he ain't never satisfied. Scratching in my ear, howling in my mind. He gonna eat himself to death, leave nothing for the rest. It's a shame, sin, let's that old devil win. Late at night, early in the morning, God bless my neighbor and my old radio. Self a favor, don't you worry for me. Let the Joneses keep on Jonesing. Me and you are free. Late at night, up early in the morning. God bless my neighbor and my old radio.
Got the cobwebs off. My Old Radio, Malcolm Holcomb from his album The RCA Sessions. I forgot to say a special welcome to all those people listening on FM stations throughout the world, in Australia, Canada, Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the west of Ireland and mainland Britain. You are also, of course, very welcome to the show. Now, John Palmer has got a new album just out called The Silences In Between. John Palmer is well known around all the northern folk clubs and festivals, a fine performer and songwriter. He goes down a storm wherever he appears with his acoustic band. The new album is chock full of great music, including this next track, which I first heard Bernard Wrigley and Dave Brooks singing at Bury Folk Club way back in the mists of Antiquity. There's a reference in this song, the old sea shanty, Pay Me My Money Down, to a certain Mr. Gates. I wonder, would that be Bill?
Well, I thought I heard the captain say, pay me my money down, tomorrow is my sailing day. Pay me my money down, pay me.
pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail, pay me my money down. As soon as that ship was out of the bar, pay me my money down. He knocked me down with the end of a spar. Pay me my money down. Pay me, pay me, pay me my money down. Pay me or go to jail. Pay me my money down.
Palmer Acoustic Band with a cracking version of the old sea song Pay Me My Money Down. The bar referred to early on in that song is not a public bar, but the sandbars, the bars at the mouths of a harbour over which the ship had to go. And as soon as they got over the bar, they were outside the territory, and that's when the captain whacked him with a piece of 4x2. That was what passed for public relations in the old days of the Great British Navy. The John Palmer Acoustic Band's album is called The Silences in Between. Good stuff. Beautiful, beautiful album dropped through the letterbox this week. Alan Reed and Rachel Conlon, an instrumental album, fiddle and banjo with some sparse accompaniment. It is totally and absolutely wonderful. Ronan Brown, who knows more than a thing or two about great traditional Irish music, says, and I quote, "This is one of the finest duets I've ever heard. Two people perfectly in sympathy with each other, neither pulling rank nor grabbing attention to the detriment of the other. As the wonderful piper Sean P. McKiernan might say in his finest put-on Cork accent, grounds for jealousy there, boy." Only I can't do a Cork accent. Ronan Brown says, "Listen, grin and enjoy, and most of all, wallow in that same warm glow of benign envy." Well, I envy the banjo player, Alan Reed, but not the fiddle player, because I can't even get a note out of a fiddle. Great set of tunes here, The Yellow Horse and Sorry I Am for What I've Done. Cracking jigs there, played at a lovely, lovely tempo, in my humble opinion. The Yellow Horse and Sorry I Am for What I've Done. Alan Reid and Rachel Conlon from their new album, A Queer Yield. Really worth getting your hands on that if you're at all interested in beautiful Irish traditional music. Now, time for a classic track, and this is from one of the best groups ever to come out of England, Swan Arcade. Live, they were a total and absolute revelation, and they were just as much at home with deeply rooted traditional material as they were with songs by Richard Thompson or even Sting. Dave and Heather Brady and Jim Boyes formed the trio, who were named after an arcade in Bradford. This is their version of a song written by Utah Phillips. the Goodnight Loving Trail, named after two men, Goodnight and Loving, who forged a cattle trail across America to the railheads at Fort Worth in Texas. The French harp, by the way, is another name for the mouth organ.
Too old to wrangle or ride on the swing. You beat the triangle and you curse everything. If dirt was a kingdom, then you'd be the king on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a long ball in camp. It's a wonder the wind it don't tear up your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. With your snake oil and herbs and your liniments too, you can do anything that a doctor can do. Except make a cure for your own goddamn stew on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in camp. It's a wonder the wind it don't tear up your skin. Blow out the light. Well, the campfires are out and the coffee's all gone. The cowboys are all up and they're raising the dawn. And you're sitting there all lost in a song on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving Trail. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a long ball in camp. It's a wonder the wind it don't tear up your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Well, I know when I'm old that I'll be just the same, wearing of a name, and no one can change it, and no one's to blame. Where the deserts and folk wrote in lizards and sage, it's easy to look like an old torn out page, faded and cracked with the colors of age, on the Goodnight Trail, on the Loving. The old woman's lonesome tonight. Your French harp blows like a lone ball in camp. It's a wonder the wind it don't tear up your skin. Get in there and blow out the light.
So wonder the wind don't tear off your skin. Get in there and blow out the light. Wow. What a great line. Goodnight Loving Trail, Swan Arcade, from their album Round Again. Now, I had a lot of reaction to the singing of Susie Nielsen when I played her a little while back. One man wrote in to say that her voice was so beautiful it brought him to tears. Well, she was born in Copenhagen in 1975, big fan of the music of Clannad, which caused her to eventually end up at the Irish World Music Centre at the University of Limerick, where she did an MA in Irish traditional music performance under the tutelage of Professor Micheál O'Sullivan. Her other teachers included Éire O'Leonard, Karen Casey and Len Graham. You couldn't get a finer set of teachers than that. From her album Day is Dawning, this is Susie Nielsen with a beautiful version of the traditional song 10,000 miles. 10,000 Miles, a song that's sometimes called The Turtle Dove. Nick Jones has a completely different tune to it, which I think he wrote and put to it. Beautiful version there of the traditional song from the album Day is Dawning, Susie Nielsen. I can't find any more albums by that lady, no matter how hard I've looked, so if you do know of any, please let me know. Now, here's a Lancashire lad singing a song by a Yorkshire lad, and there's nought wrong with that. Mark Dowding from his new album The Well-Worn Path with a cracking version of the Jake Thackeray song The Castleford Ladies' Magical Circle. This is one of my favourite modern songs ever.
The Castleford Ladies' Magical Circle meets tonight in an upstairs aspidestrate room that's lit by candlelight, where Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies practice every week unspeakable pagan rites. Dressed in their Sunday coats and their flowerpot hats, respectable middle-aged ladies running to fat. At that, there's Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies, each with a Woolworths broomstick and a tabby cat. But they don't waste time with a Ouija board or a seance now and again. No, none of your wittering, twittering, petty poltergeists for them. No, Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies prefer to be tickled by the whiskery chins of bogeymen. Their husbands potter at snooker down the club, unaware of the devilish jiggery poke and a rub-a-dub-dub, while Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies are frantically dancing naked for Beelzebub. And after the witch's picnic and the devil's grog, after their savage pantings, their hysterical leapfrog, well, Elizabeth Jones and Lily O'Grady and three or four more married ladies go back home for cocoa and the epilogue. So be careful how you go over Saturday night. If you see a little old lady passing by, it very well might be Elizabeth Jones or Lily O'Grady or one of those satanical ladies. Their eyes are wild and bright, their cheekbones all alight. Don't go where they invite, because the Castleford ladies' magical circle meets tonight.
Great version there. The Castleford Ladies' Magical Circle. I love that line about the Woolworth's broomstick and a tabby cat. Jake Thackeray, one of our greatest songwriters ever, in my humble opinion, and his work brought beautifully to life there by Mark Dowding on his new album, The Well-Worn Path. Great stuff. Now, I'm going to play another track from Tom Reed's album, Broken Glass. I've already played a couple of tracks from it because I think it is simply wonderful. Tom Reed is something of a maverick. In fact, he emailed me with this message. Thanks for playing my material. I'm typing this with one finger on my new smartphone, up on the roof, plastering a chimney, freezing me arse off, trying to write a tribute to my hero, Pete Seeger. Tom Reed is not a professional singer-songwriter. He works as a builder and general jobber down in London. But he does write and sing some of the most brilliant songs ever. This is a harrowing song called I Want to Go Down to the Sea, the Alzheimer's song. And anybody who's ever watched somebody they love slide away into that terrible land of dementia will know exactly how meaningful this song is.
Oh, who's the young lady who sits by my bed? She says that she knows me so well. But I'm certain that I've never seen her before, though somehow her face rings a bell. She's showing me pictures and telling me lies, but there's some place that I'd rather be. So I drift away to the sound of her voice. I want to go down to the sea. I wish that my Johnny would hurry back home. He's been away such a long time. For he had to go stop Hitler, you know. He's somewhere out on the front line. But I'll keep the flame burning bright in the heart while he fights to keep us all free. He'll come back from the war and he'll buy a nice car and he'll chauffeur me down to the sea. put on my best Sunday dress for the day. Bright ribbons to tie up my hair. And I'll wait by the gate for my mother to come. Oh, the longing is so hard to bear. We'll build castles so high that they'll reach to the sky, and the ice cream will all be for free. And we'll dance in the sun to an old-time brass band. I want to go down to the sea. Now I sit all alone at the end of the room and gaze out the window all day. For I know that my father will be coming soon. He promised to take me away. And sometimes I cry over nothing at all. Still nobody listens to me. When I close my eyes, I can hear the gulls call. I want to go down to the sea. And sometimes I cry over nothing at all. Still nobody listens to me. When I close my eyes, I can hear the gulls call. I want to go down to the sea. I want to go down to the sea.
Well, I watched my own mother go that way. Wasn't good. Tom Reed with I Want to Go Down to the Sea. Beautiful, harrowing, but beautifully true song from his album Broken Glass. It's not easily available, but I've got his email here. Tom Reed, all one word, that's TOMREID at live.co.uk. I'll repeat that. Tom Reed at live.co.uk. Get in touch with Tom and he'll be able to get an album to you. Failing that, if you contact me through the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, then I'll pass your message on to Tom. If you go to the website, you'll find links through to every artist that's ever appeared on the show, to their individual websites. Although Tom not having one, there's no link there, obviously. Now, I'm going to play another track from Tim O'Brien's cracking new album, Where the River Meets the Road, in which Tim has gone back very much to his old West Virginia roots. This is a cracking song called Grandma's Hands.
Church on Sunday morning, Grandma's hands played the tambourine so well. Grandma's hands used to let you out of warning. She'd say, baby, don't you run so fast, might fall on a piece of glass, might be snakes there in the grass. times it swelled. Grandma's hands used to lift her face and tell us, she'd say, baby, Grandma understands that you really love that man. Put yourself in Jesus' hands, Grandma's hands.
Stuff. Tim O'Brien, Grandma's Hands, from the album Where the River Meets the Road. Now, Pete Coe was one of the founder members and visionary force behind three of the best groups ever to emerge from the second wave of the folk revival in these islands: the New Victory Band, Band Dogs, and Red Shift. He also founded Ryburn Three Step, which is, it's a sort of folk umbrella where things happen in the Calderdale area. Dances, concerts, folk club nights, sing-arounds. It all goes on in those debatable lands between Yorkshire and Lancashire. People who don't know their history will not know that Todmorden, the little town of Todmorden, actually changed hands four times during the Battle of Cliviger. And the people of that fair town are bilingual. They speak both Lanky and Tyke. New CD from Pete Coe, The Man in the Red Van, has got lots of great stuff on it, including this cracking version of the traditional Irish song, The Spanish Lady.
Dublin City, at the hour of 12 at night, who should I spy but the Spanish lady, washing her feet by candlelight. First she washed them, then she dried them, over a fire of amber recalls. In all my life I ne'er did see such a maid so neat about the soles. 2018, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2, 9, 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3 and 1. As I came back through Dublin City at the hour of 8:30, who should I spy but the Spanish lady combing her hair in broad daylight. First she washed it, then she brushed it, and on her lap was a silver comb. In all my life I ne'er did see such a maid so neat as I did roam. 1 As I went out through Dublin City, just as the sun began to set, who should I spy but the Spanish lady, catching a moth in a golden net. But when she saw me, then she fled me, lifting a petticoat over her knee. In all me life I ne'er did see such a maid so shy as this lady. 2018, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 49, 19, 17, 15, 13, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. For a puddle swabby with a silver comb and a mantle fine, a hellfire book were better suited, drinking brandy and claret wine. I'm just a decent college sizer, poor as a sod of smouldering coals. How could I dress that Spanish lady and her so neat about the souls? 18, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 49, 19, 17, 15, 30, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. She'd make a mot for the provost marshal, or for the mayor in his coat so high, or for a duke in Andalusia, kicking her heels in the cardinal's eye. I'm blue as cockles, brown as herrings, over a grid of glimmering coals, all for the sake of the Spanish lady and hers and me to bow the souls. 2018, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 49, 19, 17, 15, 30, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1. I've wandered north and I've wandered south, I've Stony Baton, Patrick's Close, up and round by the Gloucester Diamond, and back by Napa Tan's house. Old age has laid her hand on me, cold as the fire of ashy coals. Where is the love of the Spanish lady, some mortal need about the soul? 2018, 16, 14, 12, 10, 8, 6, 49, 19, 17, 15, 30, 11, 9, 7, 5, 3, and 1.
Chord leaving us hanging. Pete Coe there from the album The Man in the Red Van with his version of The Spanish Lady. The album's going to be launched on May the 10th over in the debatable lands between Yorkshire and Lancashire. Details on Pete's website, which you can get to via ours, 3W's MikeHardingFolkShow.com. Now, Marcella O'Sullivan has a new album out called Wood of the Pilgrims. She was born and brought up in a place called Roscarbery in County Cork on the edge of the sea. The sea and the notion of pilgrimage, the notion of birds coming and leaving, and the fact that she was born close to a place called the Wood of the Pilgrims informs every note in the album. This, I think, is an unutterably beautiful song called Fastnet. The Fastnet is a rock which stands out in the sea off County Cork. It has a lighthouse on it because it is a dangerous rock. Can you hear that blackbird in the background? There he is again, singing his little heart out outside the shed. This is Marcella O'Sullivan. Image of the teardrop of the land, the other name for the fastnet. There's a great book called The Wind That Round the Fastnet Keeps, written by, his name escapes me at the moment, but I'll think about it. Really, really interesting book about South Cork and the coast. I must look it up. That was Fastnet from Marcella O'Sullivan's album Wood of the Pilgrim. Here's another classic track, this one from Martin Carthy, a man whose impact on the world of folk music over the last 50 years has been unparalleled. From his very early solo days, when many, many people emulated him, learnt his guitar licks and his tunings, people like Nick Jones and Martin Simpson, and then, of course, his great days as part of a duo with Dave Swarbrick. Then his work with Steel Eye Span, the Watersons, Brass Monkey, Waterson Carthy. I could go on, but I won't. From the album Landfall, this is Martin Carthy with Cold, Haily, Windy Night.
me head, it is frozen to me head, and me feet, they are like a lump of lead. Me shoes, they are frozen to me feet, with the standing at your window. Let me in, the soldier cried, cold, daily, windy night. Oh, let me in, the soldier cried, for I'll not go back again, no. Oh, me father, he watches down on the street. Me mother, the chamber keys do keep. Oh, the doors and the windows, they do creak. And the death lord let you in, no. Oh, let me in. The soldier cried, cold, daily, windy night. Oh, let me in. The soldier cried, for I'll not go back again, no. And she's let him in, and she's kissed her true love cheek and chin. She's drawn in between the sheets again, and she opened and she let him in. Oh, then she has blessed the rainy night, cold, daily, windy night. Oh, then she has blessed the rainy night, that she opened and she let him in. Oh, oh, soldier, soldier, stay with me. And soldier, soldier, won't you marry me? Oh, no, 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 I'd ne'er gotten be so fair. Diggy well forever. Then she has wept for the rainy night, cold, daily, windy night. Oh, then she has wept for the rainy night, that she opened, that she let him in. Oh, the bed, and he's put his hat all on his head. For she had lost her maid at net, and her mother, she heard the din. Oh, then she has cursed the rainy night, cold, daily, windy night. Oh, then she has cursed the rainy night, that she opened and she let him in. Oh,
sounds great. All those years ago, that was Martin Carthy from the album Landfall, Cold, Haley, Windy Night. Now, Usher's Island is the name of a place on the banks of the Liffey, and in 2015 Andy Irvine launched a band called Usher's Island with Donal Lunny, Paddy Glackin, Mike McGoldrick and John Doyle. When you've got five masters of Irish music like that, the result has got to be fantastic. And it is. They've got an album just out, wherever I put it. Yeah, here it is. An album just out called, would you believe, Usher's Island. And I'm going to play a track from it called Heart in Hand. Let me just read this to you. The sleeve notes by John Doyle here. Some years ago, I met the great accordion player Murchin O'Connor, who regaled me that first meeting with the harrowing tale of Richard Joyce. Joyce, from Clader in Galway, was captured in the late 1600s by Algerian pirates and made a slave for 14 years, During his enslavement, he became a goldsmith and reputedly invented the Cladder ring, encompassing a mixture of Egyptian and Greek design into an international symbol of love around the world. So that's the story behind the Cladder ring, which is, many of you will know, a traditional Irish ring, which is the two hands with a heart in the middle, the two hands joined in love, and the heart has a crown on the top. And I've heard it said that the crown represents the man, the heart represents the woman, and the two hands are joined in love or marriage. I'm not sure of the truth behind it, but this is a great song written by John Doyle, based on the story told him by Merchant O'Connor. This is Heart in Hand.
Joyce, my story I will tell. In poverty I left this land, in Galway I did dwell. 14 years in slavery, the Moors they held command. Lives were cheap, we were sold like sheep in Algiers' burning land. Well, I gave myself in servitude for 7 long years or more. Bidding goodbye to kith and kin, we sailed out from the shore. And as we took our last fond look on Ireland's glittering strand, to Barbados and the sugar cane, the captain would sell all hands. Sell all hands, captain would sell all hands. To Barbados and the sugar cane, the captain would sell all hands. Well, we hadn't been on the deep for 2 days, but barely three, when on a brisk and blowy day, 3 distant sails at sea, they beat a course towards us, and we tacked our ship about. But they gave chase and soon gained pace and rolled their cannon out. And when I saw that sickle flag, curling scimitar in each hand, the fear had struck a heavy blow, we had to fight or stand. Those fearsome Janissaries, all from their native land, had come to pillage and plunder and chain us in iron bands. Iron bands, chain us in iron bands, had come to pillage and plunder and chain us in iron bands. Well, broadside to broadside, soon we were engaged. They grappled, hooked and boarded us as the battle raged. But we were far outnumbered, and soon the flag came down to the beats and blows of this pirate, for we surrendered every man. Well, the Reese viewed us captives, and he said to Barbary we were bound. Thrown into the hole, me boys, our ankles chained around. Fed into rough with tack and slop, we slept where we did stand. And how I cursed and rued the day we left old Ireland. Ireland, left old Ireland. Oh, how I cursed and rued the day we left old Ireland. We docked to yells and jeers, brought up but blinded in the light in the port of old Algiers. First they sold the women to the harems they were bound. Most men went to the salt mines, and a life in hell they found. Now I had apprenticed as a boy and fashioned rings of gold. The Reese, he told the auctioneer who had me bought and sold, to a goldsmith for the Sultan who needed a helping hand. Kind providence had saved my life in this fierce and foreign land. Well, he took me in and fed me and tended to my wounds, and taught me all the craft he knew of gold and precious stones. As the weeks rolled into months and months rolled into years, I became a master of my trade, a goldsmith in Algiers. In Algiers, a goldsmith in Algiers, I became a master of my trade, a goldsmith in Algiers. Now I fashion fine things for the Sultan to behold, chalices, necklaces, rings of beaten gold. The finest work among them all, it was a wedding band, a golden heart held tenderly between two loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand, a golden heart held tenderly between two loving hands. Well, finally the news came that I was to be freed. The king demanded our release, the Sultan he agreed. My master begged me for to stay, even offered his daughter's hand, but I bid Algiers adieu, would save passage to Ireland. And now I'm back in Culloden, where I was born and bred, with a wife and three daughters, a house and farmstead. Still I make rings and fine things for the great and grand, but my favourite is the Claddagh ring with its heart in loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand, my favourite is the Claddagh ring with its heart in loving hands. Heart in hand, heart in loving hand, my favourite is the Claddagh ring with its heart in loving hands.
In Hand from Usher's Island and the album of the same name, and I'll play you a track or two from that in the weeks to come. By the way, I've just had a brainwave. John B. Feehan was the man who wrote The Wind That Round the Fastnet Keeps. John B. Feehan, great book, but if you wanted it nowadays it would cost you 50 quid, believe it or not, but I'm sure there'd be a copy in the library somewhere near you. Martha Tilston, daughter of Steve Tilston, is a fantastic singer, songwriter, a unique voice, and she writes some outstanding songs, writing about much more than relationships. Fine carrier of traditional songs, too. Her album The Sea is one of my favourites of the last 5 years. From her new album Nomad, this is Martha Tilston with Nomad Blood. Great lyrics to this. Listen carefully, please.
A 1, 2, 3, 4. The in-breath and the out-breath of the windmills on the county line. You're taking me home. No, thank you for it, 'cause I've been away too long. Ooh, a car weighed down with instruments. Ooh, a tractor taking over us. Wheels, 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 we seem to spend our days on wheels. Fields, fields, blurring by. How I long to be still, but then I get bored. I need to move again. Whoa, my nomad blood. I get stale. I need to move again. Whoa, my nomad blood. I lay roots and pull them up again. Whoa, this nomad blood. I wanna make fire and cook outside. Whoa, my nomad blood. Thank you. nowhere to go. So you might as well do something sublime. Dreams, dreams, dreams. They say, why follow your dreams? You can have scenes from your favorite film. You can watch at home. I want to take part. I want a leading role. Oh, my nomad love. I want to move. Groove again. Whoa, there's no mad blood. I wanna change, shake it up again. Whoa, my no mad blood. I wanna make fire and cook outside. Whoa, my no mad blood. There was a time we all knew what was going on in the stars. But Ruth put an end to that. Now we don't know where we are. Taking me home, and I thank you for it, 'cause we've been away too long. Wheels, 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 we spend our days on wheels. Fields, fields blurring by, how I long to be still. But then I get bored, I need to move again. Oh, there's no mad love, make a change. Let's shake it up. Oh, my nomad blood. I make roots and pull them up again. Oh, my nomad blood. I want to be free to cook outside. Oh, my nomad for it, 'cause we've been away too long.
Lovely. Nomad Blood, Martha Tilston from her new album Nomad. You might have noticed that there's no special this week on Great Little Record Labels, and that's because there's that many new albums came through the PO box that I had to just buckle down and play as many as I could in this show. Next week, I'll be devoting some of the time in the programme to looking at Fledgling Records, another great little label. Now, the Elephant Sessions are described as a group that, quote, fuses rich folk and trad influences with funk, rock and electronica. They're a Scots band. They've played Glastonbury, Denmark's Tonda Festival, and sold out a headline show at this year's Celtic Connections Festival in Glasgow. They've got a new album out called All We Have Is Now, and from it this is a track called Misty Badger, as in the weather and the animal. Misty Badger. I don't know what it means, but it's damn good. pretty damn good, eh? The kind of band you'd want to get up to and shake a leg at various festivals in the dance tents of Glastonbury or Sidmouth or Beverley or wherever. The Elephant Sessions from their album All We Have Is Now with Misty Badger. I have no idea what it means, a Misty Badger. It sounds as though it could be rude, doesn't it? I bet it is, you know. That's a nice Misty Badger you've got there. Now, just got time for two more tracks before the end of the show. The posh band are Simon Ritchie on melodeon, step dancing and percussion, Ed Keynes on fiddle, Sue Bainbridge on piano, mouth organ and vocals, and Ken Lees on banjo, tenor, guitar and piano. Ken Lees is an old pal of mine, damn good banjo player. Their new album is called English, and as you might imagine, it's actually full of English dance tunes and songs, including this, which I think is one of the best versions ever of the lovely traditional song Love Is Pleasing. Lead vocals of Sue Bainbridge.
Far away, for love is deep.
The Real Deal, The Pure Drop, Love is Pleasing from the Posh Band's album English, Sue Bainbridge on vocals there. The last track in the show is Masters of War from Eric Bibb's new album Migration Blues. I don't have a full album yet. I've downloaded that one track. I'm hoping to get hold of the rest of the album as soon as I can, because Eric Bibb is one of my heroes. Many, many years of gigging and travelling and making great music. The man is a legend in his own lifetime. And this is a great version of the Bob Dylan song. And is there a better time to play this? No.
Come, you masters of war, you that build the big guns, you that build the death planes, you that build all the bombs, you that hide behind walls, you that hide behind desks, I just want you to know I can see through your mask. You that never done nothing but built to destroy, you play with my world like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes, and you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. A world war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. And all the triggers for the others to fire, then you sit back and watch when the death count gets high. You hide in your mansion, this young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear that can ever be hurled, fear to bring children into the world. And let me ask you one question, is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. All the money you made will never buy back your soul.
Perfect. Eric Bibb, Masters of War, from his album Migration Blues. Thanks ever so much for listening. Next week, back to normal. Well, not back to normal, back to the strand that's been running through. We're going to be playing some tracks from Fledgling Records, another great little label, like I say. If you want any information on any of the artists, go to the website, www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. Loads of stuff there for you to have a look at. Festivals, folk clubs, all kinds of links through to all kinds of things. And also a gallery of folky photographs, which I have been putting together over the years. So go and have a look. www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. And by the way, those of you listening on FM radio, and those also who've downloaded this from the web, you can get more than 200 of these shows and download them and keep them, because they are available for you to have for as long as you want via the website. Thanks again for listening. take care, look after yourselves, keep smiling, be kind to each other, because there's not much else we can do. And if you want a good party to vote for, vote STP. Stuff the politicians. Ta-ra.